Hello, hello. Let's give this one a try. Christian Post. You know I love me some Christian Post. Florida woman claims God told her to shoot drivers because of eclipse. Police. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the article, ladies and gentlemen. I guess I can read some of this, but you know, my question throughout all of this is, how do you know? How do you know? How can you tell? Because you know what the Christians are going to say, right? God doesn't tell people to do that. This woman is mentally disturbed. God wouldn't tell people to violate his law. But other Christians would say that killing a person isn't violation of some moral law. God can kill people anytime he wants to, and God can tell other people to kill people. And we don't have to understand why God wants a person to kill people. We don't understand why God wanted all of the Canaanites killed. Was that necessary? Was it necessary for, you know, Saul to go kill everybody, man, woman, child, goat, everything? Is that necessary? We don't understand why. A lot of things we don't understand. You know, I'm just trying to think like a Christian here. So, you know, what a Christian who is hearing these voices might say is, yeah, God told me to do it. I didn't understand it, but, you know, it's like God told me to do it and I have faith to do it. And whoever I shoot is someone that God wanted shot. So from my perspective, it's random, but not God's. As long as I'm obeying God. You see the problem here, right? How can you tell? Here's the story. A woman was arrested Monday in Florida for allegedly... Can we just stop using this word? This is one of the most over and incorrectly used words in all of journalism. Okay, there's no allegedly here. She did it. She was shooting people out of her car. Okay, so anyone hearing this, she wasn't allegedly doing it. She was doing it. For allegedly shooting a motorist on the interstate, which she reportedly claimed was God's direction because of the solar eclipse. Yeah, I've been watching this eclipse thing on, you know, Christian internet, and an article from a few days ago, a prominent preacher was suggesting that the eclipse was a sign of the opening of the sixth seal in Revelation. So, yeah, I mean, eclipse magic, don't call them nut jobs. They're reading the Bible. That's where they're getting this stuff from. Okay, Taylor Nicole Celestine, 22, shot randomly at drivers on Interstate 10 in Holmes County while careening down the highway in a purple Dodge Challenger with Google plates. That sounds right. Within 5 miles of getting onto the interstate, approximately 115 miles from the Alabama border, of course, Alabama gets dragged into this because, of course, Celestine grazed one motorist when she fired multiple shots into the victim's window, police said. The victim, who was also struck with glass from the shattered window, was able to steer away. All right, that's good. As she drove west, the woman allegedly, she admits it, shot another driver in the neck, who was subsequently transported to a nearby hospital where the victim was treated for injuries. I'm wondering why they're leaning into this allegedly stuff. I mean, this woman is obviously a Christian. And it's almost as if they're trying to give her some cover. Because God told her to do it. And the Christian Post cannot say that God didn't tell her to do it. So on the off chance that he did, they're giving her some cover. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. I hope I'm wrong. Christian Post is really garbage at journalism, in my opinion. Responding to reports of an active shooter, Florida Highway Patrol troopers said they conducted a felony traffic stop at around the 97 mile mark, where they conducted a search of Celestine's car and found a 9mm handgun and an AR-15. One of the commenters under this article said, 9mm and an assault rifle, that's the typical Christian armament. That checks out. Celestine was taken into custody without incident and transported to Holmes County Jail, where she was charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm, according to police. Authorities later learned that she was checking out of a local hotel. Celestine told staff that she was about to embark on a shooting spree because God had told her in relation to Monday's solar eclipse. I can just imagine the staff of that hotel saying, "Amen, sister. Amen." The Florida Highway Patrol Bureau of Investigation and Intelligence is conducting an ongoing investigation. Florida was not in the path of the eclipse Monday. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's the article. And my question, how do you know? How do you know God didn't tell her to do it? I mean, the eclipse, you know, importance, that checks out. God tells people to do things that other people thinks is sin. Yes, that checks out. God has a freaking lying spirit on staff. So staff. So, you know, God says to a person, yeah, go lie to that person so that they die. Right. One might say God doesn't do that kind of thing. Yes, he does. God tells kings to go destroy, utterly destroy, you know, everything regarding someone else's civilization. That seems worse than random shootings. That it checks out that God would do that. God tells Abraham to kill his kid, but God doesn't believe in child sacrifice. He tells Abraham to kill his kid. That checks out. Doesn't even matter that he stopped it that time. He told him to do it. He masqueraded as the kind of God who would do that. All right. So, right. So God tells a woman to take the standard Christian weaponry and shoot some fools on the freeway. God will take care of who gets shot. She's just obeying. How can you tell? Because you don't have the excuse of saying, well, God wouldn't do that kind of thing. And by the way, when you say that, you're putting God in a box, aren't you? You're holding God up to your standard of what should and shouldn't be done, of what God would and wouldn't do. God does some stuff. And who are you to try to match your wisdom with God, or to try to match your morality with God? I mean, this is what Christians tell me all the time. Sorry, bumped the mic there. So, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Please tell me why God wouldn't do this. Why wouldn't God do it? Yeah. Okay, until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.